for evolution, I mean, don't you think it's convenient that it's something that they'll mention that it has happened for thousands and thousands of years and nobody
You're
has seen
gonna
it
say it
happening?
doesn't happen anymore.
No, no, no. I'm not saying it doesn't happen anymore. Maybe it still happens. Maybe we're still evolving. Maybe people 100,000 from now, they'll look back and maybe they'll be in a different form.
What was convenient then? It's convenient that for thousands
it's
of
convenient
years...
that you can't really experience it. Evolution. It's convenient
yes,
that...
Yes, you can.
You can't see it. No.
Of
nobody
course
was
can.
There
do
to
evolution
see it happening.
So nobody... Well, people who were alive in the past saw the past, but I agree that nobody can see the past, but that's not a good argument to say that therefore an idea is like not provable or knowable in any sense. That's
no. That's what I'm saying. You need to have faith to
no,
believe
you don't
that
need
it
to have
happened.
faith.
You
If
need to have
evolution,
faith to believe
no,
that.
That's not even remotely true.
It is.
For example, no, it's it's not. Do you think that World War II happened?
It did.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't.
Okay,
Yet
well then
born
you have
yet.
then so when you said that World War II did happen, was that faith?
It's just less than 100 years ago, World War II.
Right.
You
this
there
is a yes
is
or no
evidence
question.
Of that happening.
You weren't
But
there.
when you look back
You weren't
at
there and you
evolution.
can't see it. So did it happen? Yes or no? And then is you saying it happened a faith-based proposition or not?
Okay, so there is also some elements of faith in there, because I have to believe that the evidence that has been provided to me, whether it be pictures that were taken, videos that were taken, messages and, you know, books that were written about World War II happening, I take it and I believe that, oh, this really happened. So there's some form of faith in the facts that have been presented to me. You
so
understand?
You think that even
but
if
for
you're...
evolution, let's go back to evolution or the Big Bang.
Now let's do evolution.
Especially the Big Bang. Oof.
How
about, so that's
how about
something
evolution
that is really,
instead
really...
of jumping topics?
I mean, we're just combining both, because my main point is that you need
to be extremely unwise to combine both. They're not the same thing.
They're not the same thing, but the same message is that you need to have faith to believe that both happened. So it's basically the same
no,
thing that,
because
you know,
there's
for
evidence
you
of
to believe
them.
In evolution,
If you
for you
have
to believe.
evidence, then your belief is not predicated on faith, because faith is when you have no evidence and then you just say, this is what I believe happened. And then if anybody asks you why you believe it, they say, just because I believe it or because I want to believe it. That's faith. If you have evidence, it's not faith. It's a belief. Like, this thing is green. Yeah, I have that is a belief. I believe that this thing is green. And I have evidence for it being green. So it's an evidence-based belief. That's not faith. We have evidence of evolution.
So coming back to my point. If you look at faith, so it also depends on how you're defining faith.
How are you defining faith?
No, I want to ask you now, because this is something that you have stated.
I just told you what faith is.
So,
it's when you believe in something when there's no evidence.
No, there has to be an element of evidence to believe that something happened. You know,
nope.
Coming back from, let's take it from a religious or from a...
Okay. Emmanuel.
Religious
right?
Point of view.
Emmanuel. I believe that aliens drive yellow Toyota Priuses. What evidence do I have of that?
So you had a dream, you had
I didn't. I'm just making a
it'll be upon you now to base how you're basing your belief. you know,
just like I just how are it. You believing? It's just no. what I believe. I've never seen an alien or anything like that. I have no idea if they exist, but I believe that they drive Toyota Priuses.
So wait. To believe in something, it means you've heard about it. You can't be someone who.
No.
Yeah, there has to be some form of
introduction. I know that the word alien exists. It's part of my personal lexicon, and I know what the color yellow is, but. As far as
did you just dream
real,
it?
As far as real
did you
aliens,
hear it from someone else?
Did I you hear it from what someone those else? Words are they're part. You, this is very like unsophisticated and stupid. I'm not saying you're stupid. This is just a stupid conversation.
So the thing is, I think because you've already. It's like just how like everyone would come up and say, "Oh, debate me on this," but you don't really have you haven't really put yourself in a place where you could, you know,
I've very clearly stated what my perspective is. I've given you several examples of what faith is, and you just keep saying, "No, that's not what that is." So I don't really know how I'm supposed to have a conversation with you about this.
Okay.
Because, like, you don't even think that faith exists.
No, faith is real. Faith exists. So you need to have faith to believe.
But faith is when you don't have evidence for a belief, and you're saying that, no, there has to be evidence for beliefs. That would mean that there is no faith.
There has to be something to believe in.
Okay. So I just gave you an example of something that I have no evidence for. Aliens drive yellow Toyota Priuses. There's no evidence.
Where
did
you get that information from?
I didn't get the information from anywhere. I just believe it.
No, so okay, faith is not making up things. There has to be. Faith is not making up things. It's not just about saying things like this. You're not just making up things.
I can make up something that I believe in. I can absolutely do that. Even if somebody like Emmanuel, if I told somebody that aliens drive yellow Toyota Priuses, and they believed it, my claim is not evidence. So I hear what you're saying about, well, you have to hear about something or you have to know about something in order to form a belief, but claims mm-hmm. aren't evidence. So if I convinced a million people to believe that aliens drive yellow Priuses, they wouldn't have any evidence of it. They would just have heard the claim. They're just aware of the claim. That's not evidence.
Okay, so I mentioned something about the convenience in how, you know, evolution has to be made in millions of years. And right now, we can't really see.
It doesn't have to, but we have. Evolution doesn't have mm-hmm. to take millions of years, but we have incontrovertible evidence that it's been going on for billions of years. So I don't understand why
that stops at us.
Evolution stops at us.
Look, I mean, you understand what I'm trying to say is that.
Nope.
With that evidence, it's kind of. Does it have a stopping? Do we, like how I mentioned in the beginning, that are we still going to be evolving, moving forward?
Yes,
are we going to be a different form of something else?
Yes, of course we are.
Is there evidence to that, or should we just believe?
People all around the world are different.
People are different.
Their skin tones are different. Different people have, mm-hmm. there are certain genes that are, or alleles, I guess, that are way more common in some populations than others. Some people are more susceptible to other things. Some people are more resistant to other things. There are particular like physiological things that certain groups of people have that make them distinct. This is how we have been able to like figure out how humanity migrated out of Africa, for example, and what parts of the world they went to.
Amazing.
And like the fact that virtually every single fossil we find is of an extinct means that millions of years ago, all the living things were different living things. But where do living things come from? Well, living organisms do this, right? Well, a lot of living organisms just make copies of themselves, but a lot of them do this, right? So that's where, so
Reproduction.
the organisms of today are the product of reproduction from different organisms in the past. So our ancestors were literally different living things.
Now, the other question I'd have is from evolution is you know how, so with different living organisms, humans and on another scale, some microorganisms, some organisms that water-based, in the sea, under the sea, air and all that. There is not a proper explanation that is convincing to me on how all of these have evolved from, let's say, how, because the way I understand it is, the way it's explained, rather, not the way I understand it, the way it's explained is that, from one organism and then branches out to all of these different, organisms, and you have humans here, you have sea-based organisms, you have all these different forms of life that came from one single, molecule or atom whatsoever. So that's something that is also, I mean, would you have an explanation for
I
that?
definitely wouldn't say
Because
that
that's part of evolution, isn't
life
it?
is derived from a single atom or molecule. That doesn't make any sense. But so let's say we want to figure out if two people are related. How would we do that? Good. Now, what we actually know for a fact is that every single human being is related at some level. You agree?
Yes.
So if we
As
want to tell, so if we want to, let's make our question a little bit more specific. Let's say we have three people and we want to figure out, we have person A, B, and C. We want to figure out if A is more closely related to person B or person C. How would we figure that out?
would still go with genetics anyway. I mean, DNA that tells us this
Sure.
is, mankind,
So,
humankind.
if A and B have more genes in common than person A and C do, that means person A and B are more related than persons A and C, right? Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay, I want to make sure I'm not being confusing because this is kind of confusing. What would the evidence, let's say we have person A and person D. What would it mean if person A and person D are not related at all? They literally have zero relationship between them. The only way that would be possible is if what?
If their genetic code is not similar, there is no resemblance
Well,
in
not
their
just not
makeup,
similar.
genetic
Not just
makeup.
not similar. It'd have to be more extreme than that, because we said the way you figure out how closely related to something you are is to figure out how many genes you share in common with them. The only way to conclude that person A and person D are not at all related is if they share literally no genes at all. Do you agree with that?
100%.
Okay. The fact of the matter is, all life on this planet shares at least one gene, meaning we're all related.
Really? Really? Okay. In that case, so in that case, what or who, Okay, so that makes actually that's very interesting. So because the interesting part is that it means there is someone orchestrating that whole makeup, so that in every living organism there is that particular genetic makeup that is, you know,
that
because
proves
how does
that an intelligent designer threw it all together? I should have known that that's exactly where this was gonna go. I should have known.
You should have known, because it is evidence of someone.
Yes, you are predictable. Shame on me for not.
Sorry, but that is evidence of someone putting it. It's like you. You are an artist. You are an artist. I see guitars at the back there. It means you make music. There is something particular about you when you make your music that someone would literally know. This is it Peter? This is Peter. This is Peter's music. This is someone else.
So
that is the makeup within style of music. The way you create your content.
No, I'm not. God.